Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Vav. Yuma Daf Samach Vav. As promised, we are more finished with a lot of the cheshbon. Today's daf is a much more simple, straightforward daf. We left off right at the top of Samach Vav, Mal for Mil, a conversation. We had a question in Rebbe. We said one is allowed to use the extra shkolim from one year for the next year. One is allowed to use if they separated shkolim, they gave it to Shliach, and the shkolim got lost on the way to the Mikdash, and it was not part of the Trumas Alishka, meaning no Trumas Alishka took place while the shkolim were en route, because had the Trumas Alishka taken place while the shkolim were en route, the Kohen, when he takes Truma, he has in mind not just the shkolim that are in front of him, also the shkolim that are on the way. So once he has in mind the shkolim, the Truma that was taken would be from those shkolim as well, and the people that sent it would have been yetzer their mitzvah. The shliach would still have to swear. The one bringing the shkolim would still have to swear that he wasn't pesheah or he didn't misappropriate the money, but he'd be swearing to the gizber because it would be the gizber's laws. We said, but if there was no trumas alishka taking place while the shkolim were en route and they got lost, so the people of the city have to replace it, and the shliach swears to the people of the city before they replace it. Once they replace it, if the original monies were found. So he said, Tarakama said, all this, the original Shkolim Mashkolim and the new Shkolim Mashkolim, and it doesn't work for the next year. Rebbe came along and said, no, it does work. It works for the next year. Use the Shana Hava, Rava says, because Rebbe holds, there's no problem using something from Karbanas Seber from one year to the next. If that being the case, ask the Gemara, so if Rebbe's okay, sorry, I keep saying Rebbe, it's Rebbe Yehuda. If Rebbe Yehuda's okay, that using chavis of Shana Zu to be Kerv and Shana Cheres, so why in our sigur par and sar of Yom Kippur that weren't used, they were lost, and you brought a replacement, and then the original par and sar of Yom Kippur were found, why does Rebbe Yehuda say, it goes to Misa, remember Yehuda does not subscribe to Ein Chatasibah Mesa, he holds even those Chatasibah, it will go to Misa, but why does it go to Misa? Use it next year on Yom Kippur, that was the Gemara's question, why don't we compare it to the Machsa Shekel that could be used for the next year? The Gemara attempted, we said yesterday, four different attempts to answer. The first three were really along the lines of different gezeiros, why it doesn't work. It doesn't work by sar, and therefore we're gezeiros, shouldn't work by par, or vice versa. The Gemara and the Mice didn't like the ideas of gezeiros because as gezeira, you're going to let an animal that's a carbon go to Misa and go be completely wasted. At least let it go to Raya, let it get a mum. What's the idea that as gezeira, let it go to Misa? The Gemara's fourth answer was that it was a chashash that maybe it'll be Avr Shnasa. By letting it last out the year, maybe Avr Shnasa, which the Gemara says, it's a chashash Avr Shnasa, it's Vada Avr Shnasa. If it was around last Yom Kippur, and it's around this Yom Kippur, it's for Avr Shnasa, the Gemara says no, because according to Rebbe Shita by the Batei Rechema, the halach of when one sells a house in a walled city, the seller's let it go back on the deal, he's let it retract. So actually, a lumdish machlekes in the Mefarshim, how we view it, is the Peshadi as just like an option to buy it back, to exchange back the money and take back the house? Or is it that the sale conditional is not fully sold till the end of 12 months? Nafkmina could be if the guy is not around at the end of 12 months, Mikra din, the seller has to notify the buyer before 12 months is up that he doesn't want to go through with the sale. The buyers used to go hide. The buyers would go hide the last few days at the end of the year in order to be able to cement the deal and not be around for the seller to find them. So they made a gezeira that the seller could just make an announcement. The shaila just is, in such a case where at the end of the year the seller was an einus, like this, where the buyer's not around, or some other einus, would he have a tainus einus or not? It could be totally, and whether or not the sale was a sale and you want to undo it at the end of the year, or the sale's not a sale, the whole sale's conditional, and therefore if he's an einus, the conditional sale can't go through in a conditional way. Okay, it's alumnus in the achrenim. But the point is that in the counting of the year, how do you count the year? Rebbe says you don't go with the regular lunar calendar that we do for typical counting Chadashim and the Jewish Yom Tovim, Jewish calendars. Rather, you go with the solar for this purpose, 365 days. So if I go with the solar, Lagabah Dechayma, if you say the same thing, Lagabah, the year for the Chatas, the Chatas Shavu Shasa, so the Chatas could have been designated right before Yom Kippur one year, and 354 days later is the next Yom Kippur, but it's within 365 days, so you still have an extra 11 days. Now, you don't have 11 days because the animal has to be 8 days old, but it could still be you still have 3 days between your 354 and your 362 and your 365, and therefore you could have it's not for sure enough for Shasa. That was the Gemara suggested. Either way, the Gemara falls off this because the Gemara says that's again vital only an answer for the sar. That's not a good answer. That's not going to be a good answer for the par. Says the Gemara. Finally, the answer we stick with Elam Arava. We are a few lines down on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. First words in line is Amarava, Elamarava, Gezerim Shemtakala. The reason why we don't leave the sar and the par from year to year, when you find the extra sar and par after you after you brought a replacement on Yom Kippur. You don't save it for the following year is because of Takala. Takala, having this animal left around the Mars, explains exactly what Takala is. Having these animals left around for a year represents a huge stumbling block, huge Takala. Like we find the time you learned the Raisa, Emakdishin, Emarichin, Emachrimin, Bezmanazeh. We don't make Hektish, we don't make Erechim, we don't make Haramim. Of course, Hektish is basic, classic Hektish. Erechin is when you say Erech Pliny or Erech a person's self, you pledge the value of someone that Terry gave fixed values for different people, male, female, different age groups. So you pledge the Erech of so-and-so, or Ve'emech Wimim, B'zmanazeh. We don't make Haram either. Haram, obviously, there's a machlekes where the Haram are. Haram is another way of making Hektish, or Haramim, Sam Haram al-Kahanim. Someone being a Raya that this statement that was saying you don't make Machim B'zmanazeh, we explain the reasons, same reason you don't make Hektish. Or Erechin is because you release Takala. We don't have a Mikdash to give the money to. You're just going to have money sitting around that's Kaddish, and that's a problem, but that would indicate that there's no that the Sam Haramim is to Hektish. Because if Sam Haramim was to Kehanim, so then why can't you make Haram as Manazeh? It would sound like Sam Haram is Hektish, which is a machlekes, whether Sam Haram is Hektish or Kehanim. Lemaisa, they want to deflect and say, no, even if you hold Sam Haramim is, even if you hold Sam Haramim, this is Taisus being this conversation. They want to deflect and say, even if you hold Sam Haramim is to Kehanim, till you give it to the Kehanim, ask Kedusha. Very interesting then, that when you say this is chayrim, even if it's going to go to the Kadim, until you give it to the Kadim, it would have Kedusha, so therefore it would have din of, like a again, be considered a takala. Either way, says the Brisa further, you don't do these things b'zmanazeh. Furthermore, in Mikdash v'chayrim, if he did do these things, behemot ta'akir, if it's an animal, it should be ta'akir, uprooted, we'll see what that means shortly. Peiris, ksus, v'kelim, yirkavu, peiris, fruits, vegetables, ksus, clothing, kelim, or other items that can become spoiled, you let them decompose. Mice, klimatkos, which won't spoil, what do you do with them? This is a takala sitting in front of us, money or kalim of hektish that aren't going to decompose. What do you do? Metal kalim. Yelech hanal yam ha-melech. You throw it to yam ha-melech. Ve'ezu ikar. What does it mean ikar? We said by the animals, you do ikar. Nail dasa fenev yimeis melech. You close the door in front of it, you let it die. But we have to get rid of it. We let the animal die because you have to get rid of it because you can't have takala of hektish, which you have no way to deploy. You have no way to use the hektish properly. You can't just have it leave it around. And therefore, we get rid of it. So what do you see? We're worried about takala. So to be us, the par and the sar, the reason why we don't save it for next year is because of takala. It says the Gemara, takala demai. Which takala are we worried about? Actually, before we go further, takala, there's a big discussion about emarichin. Emarichin means we don't make erichin. The Gvuras Ari, Shagazari is bothered. Then what's the problem making erichin? If a person would pledge erich so-and-so alai, the hektish is only in effect when he designates the money to pay for this erich. It makes sense you don't make the pledge because you don't want to make a pledge you can't fulfill. And you're not going to be able to fulfill it as because there's nowhere to give the money. So the question isn't so much on the Emarichin. The question is really, what's Emarichin doing in this category? We're saying Emarichin is one of the cases of Takala. Bishlamo, when you makdish money, when you machr money, the money gets kedusha right away, and therefore it presents a Takala right away. But when you say Erech something, alai, l'chayre, the Kedusha is not chal on the money until you actually designate the money for the Erech. The statement alone just obligates him to designate the money. But Kedusha is not chal until he actually designates the item. So the Chayra, why is that an issue? Or at least why is that the same issue as Arasugya, where we're worried about the Takala? So the Gvur Sari says, the answer is simple. That even as Banazeh, the Chayra, if a person makes Erechin, I think other Achrenim argue this, but Shagazari says, Banazeh, if a person makes Erechin, obviously he still has to fulfill his pledge. So mitzad his chiyuv, he has to designate money to fulfill the pledge, and now he's going to have money lying around, which he'll have to get rid of, like as if he was makdish. Meaning, we wouldn't say. Sorry, somebody asked a question.
Maybe we use a different Zoom address. Maybe use the evening one by mistake.
What the Elam can't hear?
We're getting no sound.
When it appears on the screen, it says Yami Slater.
Could you hear?
No, you didn't hear me far.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're 8 lines into the Gemara. We're discussing what the takala is. What's this concern? A proof to this concern. The reason why you cannot use the par and the sar from 1 year to the next is because of this concern of takala. So we were discussing this brisa, which brings that you can't do erichin, you can't do hektish, you can't do haram and bezmanazeh because it could lead to takala. And the verse is bothered that what's the takala of erichin until you set aside the money? Is no takala when you pledge the erich of someone. You only have to, the only once you set aside the money is there takal there. And the answer, he says, anachrami, because once you make a pledge of erechin, you have to set aside the money, even though you cannot use it, because there's no base of midrash to satisfy the pledge with, you have to set it aside, and then throw it in the melech. But the point is, setting it aside creates this takala. So we see this idea that's having hektish mitzvah as takala, so too the par and the sar from year to year is a takala. The Gemara is going to go through it momentarily, what exactly the specific takala, what specific issue we're worried about. But before we get there, just one other Taisvis, top Taisvis, we just went through the Taisvis of Emach Riemann, the top Taisvis discusses that we're saying that because of takala, we don't do hekdesh, haram, and erechim, zman hazeh. What about Bechar and Meiser? So this brings the famous really Gemara in Bechiris, where the Gemara discusses, we already know the Gemara, Tosfos doesn't quote this Gemara, the Gemara Bechiris says that zman hazeh, we make sure that we don't want to have Bechar. Why not? Because we have no way to offer the Bechar. But how do we avoid having a Bechar? How do we avoid having a Bechar by giving a partnership to a guy. If a guy is a partner in the Bechar, once a guy is a partner in the Bechar, then the animal will not have a status of Bechar. You may have to be a partner in utero before the animal is born. You make the guy a partner, and therefore one of it did a Bechar. That's what we do. The Gemara actually says in Bechars, even though that was a trick to get out of Chiyuv Bechars, because Banazah, we specifically advocate doing that because we don't have Bechars, we don't have Chiyuv Bechar around, because it just leads to Tekala. What about Maisa Behema? How do we get rid of Maisa Behema? So the halacha is, you only have Maisa Behema if you actually count out the 10 animals, Tachas HaShevet, you count it out, then a serious Kaddish. But if you don't count it out, you don't say it's like a din of Tevel, that is Kaddish, until you count it out, there's no obligation. That is how we get around the din of Maisa. Taisa says, technically speaking, so now that we know, we don't have Bechar Maisa as Manazah, we try to avoid it. Like our Gemara says, because we don't want to avoid having Hektish Manazah, ask Taisa, we know our blessed man Azariah, the Gemara tells us that he was so wealthy, he used to separate 12,000 Bechiris every year for Maisa. 12,000 Bechiris for Maisa, which means he had 120,000 on an annual basis, 120,000 new agalis, new eagles every year, new calves, 120,000, that he would separate 12,000 from Eiser. Ask Taisvis, we know, if you do the math, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was much younger than Shimon Nechai, who was around B'shas, the Churban Bayis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, B'shas Churban Bayis, must have been a teenager. He must have been a teenager. We know he became Nasi at 17, but he must have been a teenager, B'shas Churban Bayis. How on earth is he setting aside 12,000 Meiser Behema, L'chira, the last time that he was around B'shas Beis HaMikdash, he was a young child. And after the Beis HaMikdash, we're saying, there's no Meiser Behema. So what age was he setting aside these 12,000 Meiser Behemas? Ask Taisus, few answers. Either was Apitropis, it was more like inheritance, and it was the family estate, and he inherited it, and he was being, the Apitropis was taken on his behalf, or the Gezerah was not immediate after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right after the Beis HaMikdash, they still were separating Meiser. Only a few years later, when they realized they have all these Meiser animals around, and they have no use for them, did they make a Gezerah that they no longer should separate Meiser. So maybe it happened only a few years later, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had already grown up and had amassed some wealth. Or the last test Tais gives us that Meiser doesn't like the Tais, but Meiser in that story of Rabbi Elazar doesn't mean he had 12,000 Meiser. The Gemara just calls him Meiser, it means he had 12,000 animals that he had to give to tax on his flock. That's how much he had every year, but it wasn't Mamish Meiser, it was more like a tax, it was more like a present to the king, not Mamish Meiser. Okay, but again, the point of here is we're saying we do not want to have any Hektish Bezman Hazeh, because at least Takala the Mai. What Takala does it lead to? Which Takala are we worried about? Takala the Mai, first words in line, around 12th lines down at the top of the page. Yes? That's not Hektish. That you could deploy Bezman Hazeh. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We're talking specifically about Meiser. The reason why Meiser Behem is a problem is because it's a Kaddish animal. It's Hektish. You have to Shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't. That's the problem. It's Kachum Kalam, and we have no Beis HaMikdash. But any, it's not the term Meiser. It's something that's Kaddish that you cannot utilize Bezman Hazeh. Says the word to call it the Mai.
Would have had to give.
Sorry? You don't understand the Gemara, but it says, not that he actually separated 12,000 animals a year, that would have been the cheshbon had there been a Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. Yeah, it doesn't bring the answer. That's interesting. Okay, very good. Takal Demai, what is the, I mean, unless maybe the Gemara's Lashon was more clear that he used to give every year. Havi Mas, the Lashon of the Gemara is, the Lashon is Shabbos, Afton Dalad. If you look at the fourth line of Taisvis, Havi Ma'aser Me'edre, he would take from his Eder. The way he's saying it's theoretical. It's not. The Lashon is Mashmah, it was in practice. Takal Demai. What's the Takal that we're concerned about? Itakal Dakrava. If you're worried about they're going to come to Makrovit, instead of waiting for the Pirate Sar for next Yom Kippur, to use the next Yom Kippur, you're going to use it during the year, which is a problem. I feel Kareis Nami. So anytime there's a din, let the animal go to Raya, let it go to get a mum, let it go to pasture to get a mum, and use the money, sell it, use the money for something else. We won't be worried that you'll be makrev it before it gets a mum. Every time you have raya, I won't worry about that. What's the difference over here? So that can't be the concern. Itakal the gizav avayda. Elam the kol is going to come to shear the wool to use in the field. Again, I feel karasnami. Any time the animal goes to raya, even after you exchange the kedusha onto money and use the money for a new animal, the original animal is still asur gizav avayda, and we're not concerned over there. So why all of a sudden over here concerned over here about gizav avayda, not over there? Says the Gemara, you're right. Leilam takal dakrava. The takal was scared. He's going to go be makavit. V'hanach t'lav ne'akrava ninu. And these that are not ne'akrava le'tari behu. It's very simple. The concern is you make up to makrevit. However, normally when an animal goes to the raya, the pshat is that animal is not fit for makrevit. And therefore, since it's not fit for makrevit, it's not in his mind to makrevit. He'll let it get a mum, he'll redeem it, and we're not worried for a problem. This par and sar are waiting around to be nekrev next year. So it's on his mind for makrevit. And therefore, dafke, there's a concern, hach to basakrevit, this one that's basakrevit, tarba, we're concerned the person is going to be thinking about it and he's going to end up bringing it prematurely before him kippur. Ask the achreinim. The Sefer Archame asks, Adarabba, it's on his mind to use it for next Yom Kippur. It's always thinking about this parent sar, he wants to use it for next Yom Kippur. Why would he bring it before Yom Kippur? Isn't that opposite what's on his mind? Answers Sefer Archame that we're not concerned he's going to bring it on a regular Tuesday. We're not concerned that he's going to forget himself and take this parent sar that was left over from last Yom Kippur, which we're theoretically saying could be used for next Yom Kippur. We're not concerned he's just going to bring it on a regular Tuesday. We're concerned that instead of waiting for Yom Kippur, he'll bring it on Shemini Atzeres, he'll bring it on Hanukkah, he'll bring it on Purim, Pesach, Shavuos, on a Yom Tov, on a special day, Rosh Chodesh, on a special day, he'll bring on a special day, forgetting which special day it was saved for. That's what we're concerned about. But not that he'll stop bringing on a regular day. And Echrami, it's on his mind that this is Par and Sar are being saved for a special occasion. The question is, he may mess up which special occasion. Okay. So that's the more further. This idea of Tekal itself is Mechalik Tanayim. Tanya Chodim, in one brisa, Pesach Shleikar Berishan, a Karim Pesach that wasn't brought on the first day, that wasn't brought by Pesach Rishon, Yikur Vesheni, it wasn't brought in Pesach Rishon, you bring it by Pesach Sheni. Vesheni, if it wasn't brought by Pesach Sheni, Yikur Vesheni Haba, you could bring it the next year. Vesheni, you could bring it next year. My lab, Tekal Pligi, isn't this a Kim Achlekis, whether or not worried about Tekala? The one who said leave for next year holds, I'm not worried about Tekala. And the one who says don't leave this because you're worried about Tekala, having this Pesach animal lying around, you're worried about Tekala. The Gemara says, no. Lay, I'll tell you as follows. What's the Shaila? We know a Pesach has to be within its first year. Is the same machlekes that we had at top of the Amud, same machlekes we had regarding the Pater Chaima. Do we count based on the solar calendar, the year of the animal, or based on the lunar calendar? If you go based on the lunar calendar, so then the animal's for sure guaranteed to be over a year old by next Pesach, and therefore it's useless. The Ma'adam says you can save it next year, holds like Rebbe says we count the age of the animal based on the solar calendar, and therefore it can still be within the 11 days extra you have a solar over the lunar calendar. By the way, we did say in that Machlekes Rebbe Rabbani yesterday, we said the Chum say that you go with the lunar calendar for Bada Yechema, but if it's a leap year, if you get an extra month in any given year, then the seller will have Taka 30 months. And we discussed yesterday, we mentioned quickly, Machlekes Rashi and Rambam, according to Rebbe, who says that you don't go with the lunar calendar, you go with the solar calendar, which is typically a leniency. It gives you 11 extra days. What about in a leap year where the lunar calendar is actually longer than the solar because we have 354 plus an extra month of 29 or 30 days, so you're up to 383 days. What about that year? Would Rebbe agree that you get the even more, 383, or would he still stick to 365? That's Machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi says he sticks with the regular 365. Rambam says he gets the full. I think I may be confused because it's what, but it's Machlekes Rashi and Rambam whether or not Rebbe would say you get the extra amount. The point over here is that the Machlekes in this, the Gemara wants to suggest the Machlekes here about using Karim Pesach 1 year to the next is the same Machlekes whether or not you go with the lunar calendar or the solar calendar. Like Asher Rabbi Arban, and the Gemara says no, that can't be. You know why? For a tiny because learned in the brisa. Not only do we say this din about the carbon Pesach that was left over from year to year, we say it about the money. The money certainly doesn't expire. The din of being within a year old is on the carbon itself. The money doesn't expire. It must be this different machlek. It's not about the year. It must be whether or not you keep the Pesach money from one year to the next. It must be different machlek. You know what the machlek is? Whether we're worried about Takala. Says Gemara, you're right. The fact that there's a machlekes about whether you're allowed to leave the money from year to year, that clearly is a machlekes about whether we're worried about takala or not worried about takala. That's a machlekes about takala, not a machlekes about how long the year is. So, Anachami, we're saying our idea that in our sugya, we're saying Rebbe Yehuda does not want to save the parent star from year to year, 1 year to the next, and we're explaining al takala is a tully in a machlekes tanayim legabe an extra pesach, whether you leave the extra pesach money from year to year or not, whether mechayshiv tekal or not, is already a machlekes tanayim. Okay, we go further in the Mishnah with the avoda of Yom Kippur. Balai eats the sarmish leach. The kohen gadol comes to the sarmish leach. V'semich shteyadav alav, and he does smicha. He smiches two hands on the on the Surah that's going on. Zazel, Umasvadin says Vida, before we say the Vida, the Mikdash Shavah points out that the smicha he's doing over here, we know that the halacha of take off the smicha, the shechita smicha. He's supposed to do smicha close to shechita. Now obviously it's not much close because the person who's going to take the Zazel has to walk it all the way to the cliff outside the city. But the point is, it's the end of the process, it's the last part of the process of the Kohen Gadol dealing with animal before going off the cliff. The point is, Mikdash Shavah is just saying, just like we had a couple of hours ago, that the chiyasa pushing off the cliff is like a shechita. So here too, the din of take off the shechita smicha, it should be as close to smicha shechita as possible, would apply here as well, and that's why you're doing the smicha dafka now, right before he sends it off. The same b'cheyadav alam misvade the smicha, and he says vida as follows. We say this in our nusach tefila on Yom Kippur, of course, in Musaf. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, chatu avu pashu lefanecha amcha beisrael. Klaiso, unfortunately, they've done shaygigs, mezid, rebellious averus. Ana Hashem, kapan alachatan levenis b'sham, please. Give forgiveness for these different averes. Shachatu, v'sha'avu, v'shapashu, v'nech, amcha b'Yisrael. Kakos v'sos Meisha, avdech ha'leimar, like it says in the Torah, Meisha, kivyem ezeh, chaper leichem, tar eschem, kol chazeichem, v'nech, amcha b'Yisrael. Like it says, Akash Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, that I've given over this day as a day to become pure from all your averes, l'fnech, amcha b'Yisrael. That is the words of the Kohen Gadol with his vidoy. V'akoyanim v'am ha'im de'bazara, and the Kohenim and the am that was standing in the Azara, which the first point that of course he's standing because ain yeshiva mach el machas beis David, they always have to be standing in the Azara. The only people that could sit is machas beis David. Okay, but the Kohenim and the am was standing in the Azara kishar aim them shame first when they heard the shame hamafirish yaitzim epik sheitzim epik gadol. When the shame first they heard the shame Hashem l'fnei Hashem tataru, when they heard the shame Hashem come out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, they would bow down and they would prostrate themselves on their faces, on the ground. They say, Baruch Hashem, it's a discussion that we're saying, Dafka the Kainam Amda Nazara. We spoke out a few blad ago in the Pesachta that the people were able to hear the Kohen Gadol outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So do those people outside Beis HaMikdash, did they also say Baruch Hashem? Or no, Dafka people that were nearby, those that were close proximity, they're considered the ones that have to respond because they're close proximity. Others who heard it further away are not, they heard it, but they don't necessarily have to respond. It seems to be doing it in a mission that only those that were close have to respond. Okay. Masrei l'misha hayom malchai. The Kohen Gadol will then give over the animal, l'azazel, to the one who's going to lead it off the cliff. To throw it off the cliff. Says the Mishnah, anyone's kosher to take it. The Kohen Gadol made it keva. They take out the lashon. Rashi seems to not have the gears either of Kohen Gadol. It should be Elisha Asu Kehanim keva. The Kohen kept it as a kvias for Sheva Kuna, and the Kohen did it, not a Yisrael, even though it would be okay with a Yisrael. They didn't allow the Yisrael to do it. Not that Yisrael is possible for it, but that's what they want to keep it with themselves, with the Kohanim. Maisi, there's a story of Elicha Arsla. There's a story where Arsla led the animal, Lazazel, off the cliff. Arsla, the Yisrael haya. Arsla, I skipped. Amrab Yesi. Maisi, Elicha Arsla, the Yisrael haya. There's a story where Yesi says where Arsla led the animal off the cliff, and Arsla was a Yisrael, not a Kohen. It's a machlekes in the Mefarshim. Is Yesi coming to argue in Tanakama? That's what Ben Yaakov learns. He's coming to argue and say, don't tell me Kohanim kept it for themselves. I have a story. First of all, Yisrael could do it. Not only could they do it, meaning Tanakam also agreed Yisrael could do it, but you're saying Yisrael didn't do it because Kohanim kept on themselves. No, they let Yisrael do it, and Baraya Arsla did it. That's how the Rabbi El Yakim learns. However, the Seir Yitzchak says, no, Rabbi Yisrael is actually backing up the Tanakama and saying that just like you just said, that really everyone's kosher, but Kohanim just kept it for themselves. Everyone's kosher. I'll bring you proof everyone's kosher, like you're saying, because there was a story once where Arsla did it, Yisrael did it. So punk, Yisrael once did it, which shows, number one, that's kosher, but the fact that it was a unique story also shows that Kohanim typically kept it for themselves, which means Rabbi Yisrael really is agreeing to Tanakama, not arguing. Okay, the Kevish Asulai, and they made a ramp leading from the base from Nazara out to the outskirts of the city. They made a ramp that you can go directly to kind of escape the people. Why, says the Mishnah, may have a because the Bavloyim, Shayim Masashlam, Masari, Vimlai, they'd pull on his hair. Question if it means the hair of the goat, and the over on Mamish, please, Talish. On Yom Kippur, or it means to hear the person. The point is, Tov Tse, they're very excited. Go, 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 let's get a kapara, go, throw it off the mount, let's get a kapara. Even though we learned already in the daf, well, yesterday, 2 days ago, that the kapara really comes even before the Lazazel is thrown off the cliff. Once you already gairul it and set aside the Lazazel, could be the kapara comes already then. But I guess when you're doing Vidai and when you throw it off the cliff, maybe the kapara waits till that point of throwing off the cliff. Lamaisa, they were very anxious and they were chepper, so in order to avoid the people, they made a ramp that he's able to take it out to the outskirts of the city with avoiding the people. Okay. So the on this Baruch Sheikh Vay Machusai, the Briskerov has a Shaila, whether do the people standing there, they say Baruch Shem Kol Chasai immediately upon hearing Shem Hashem, which is the pashas of what we learned a bunch of plot ago, because Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goyed Lekenu, that's what we got that signal. When you hear Hashem's name, you give greatness, you exclaim greatness when we proclaim greatness when you hear Hashem's name. So right when you hear the Kohen Gadol say, Shem Hashem, right away, in the middle of the Vidui, seemingly in the middle of the Tefillah, you say Baruch Hashem. The Arvi brings it sad that there's a textus and say to this mashma that maybe the Baruch Hashem is only said at the end of the Vidui. The way the Pasha says that it's said right away, but there is a textus in say to that. They want to say his mashma otherwise. Okay. Zakti Gemara.
Now, John, is there significance to Babylon? Why after the Babylon?
Gemara is going to discuss if it really was Babylon. That's a Pasha there was that even was Babylon. We'll see. Yeah, the Bavlim, the Shlaimas, that Sotikas had a little bit of a thing with the Bavlim, so they always referred to them as Bavlim. We'll see if it really actually was Bavlim in the Gemara. So it comes up, coming up rather quickly. Says the Gemara. Vilmei Aaron Amkeshech Le'Amr. Like over here, there wasn't a special Vidui for Bei Aaron Amkeshech, just for Klal Yisrael at large. This is the right to Machlekes. We had a few Bada going in Machlekes whether or not the Kohanim got their Kapura, not from the Lazazel, Dafka from the Par. The power of the Kohanim, the power of Aaron HaKohen, was their kapara, and Lazazel was dafka for Yisrael and Manafa Kohanim. That was, I think, it was Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Yehuda argued. Rav Yehuda said that the Lazazel was for everyone. Look, there's a Ryan Akar Yehuda because the Kohen Gadol doesn't make mention of the family of Kohanim in the Vidui. Says the Gemara, Amar Bimya. Rebbe says that the Kohanim do get kapara with Sar Mishleach, yet the Kohen Gadol over here and our Mishnah is not mentioning them in the Vidui. Says Amar, of course, Abai Amar, of course, they're being mentioned. The Kohen Gadol mentions Amchi Yisrael. Kohanim are also part of Amchi Yisrael. There wasn't a special mention here like Yavai the Par, but it was part of Amchi Yisrael is Kohanim, and therefore, yes, indeed, they could be part of the Zazel. They could be part of the Kapara of the Zazel, and it's not a question of Rabbi Yehuda holds the kind of part of the Zazel could fit with our Mishnah. Masrei with Misha Malchai, Kohen Gadol gave it off to the person that was going to lead it off the cliff. Tana Banan. The Pasuk says, the Kohen Gadol gives us the Ish-Iti. Ish iti. Ish lachsh is a zar. The word ish comes to include even a zar is kosher. Doesn't have to be a kayin. Ish in general. Iti, what does iti tell me? A few drashas. Yomar tafa beis. She mezuman iti. First of all, he should be mezuman. Meaning before Yom Kippur, the person who's going to be taking it should already have been designated before Yom Kippur. Iti vafilu b'shabbos. Iti tells me even on Shabbos. Iti vafilu b'tumma. Iti means even if the person who's sending it out is Tamei, the Mordechai explain a second, he still brings it out, says, Ishlach Shes Azar, Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Why would I think not Azar? Mountain the Kapar Ksiva Bay, since it says Kapar in the Parsha, I would think you need Dafka Kayan, Kamash 1, you don't need a Kayan. Eti Afil B'Shabbos, what's the Chiddush? You can take even Shabbos, which is the Melacha Eving Aver, leading animal on Shabbos. Teaches you that if the animal got sick, you can carry the animal, it's too far to walk, carry the animal on the shoulders, he's being over Itzah, he carries the animal on the shoulders to the cliff. Come on. This whole issue again that he's saying, Iti tells me that you're allowed to do it even Shabbos, which is Mashmet, it's Deicha Shabbos, which is Mashmet, like carrying the animal is an Isser Vaitzah on Shabbos, is not like Rav Nassin who says, and therefore you wouldn't be Chayef for carrying an animal on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what was the case we're worried about? Why would you have to carry it? Because it was sick. Says the Gemara, when the animal's sick is different. He says highness and that's when it's not sick. When the animal's sick, like a person, when a person gets sick, very sick, the body can become like more limp. The muscles aren't engaged, and carrying such a person, such an animal, would be called itza. The place can bring nafmina lamaisa. That in a case where a person is in a situation where you're relying to an extent on chayne sasatzmai to be able to carry a baby, let's say, doesn't want to walk, it's more lenient a baby that's already chayne sasatzmai as opposed to a brand newborn. A newborn, which is mamish, basically just the muscles aren't engaged b'chal, that more limp, that would be a problem like a chayla, where we wouldn't be able to apply the concept of chay nefesh. Of course, pekul nefesh, you do what you got to do, but in a case where, assuming not pekul nefesh, we're relying on chay nefesh, you wouldn't have to rely in a case of chayla, or a case of, there are also a case where the person's tied up, where he's tied up also, maybe that also could be a case where you wouldn't say chay nefesh. Amar Avram, Zay Samaris, Erevetzal, Shabbos, and Erevetzal, maybe Purim. Why are we focused on Iti to allow Shabbos? Yom Kippur is the same Isurim. That's actually a wheel. Yom Kippur is the same Isur Shabbos. So why are we focused on Shabbos? Must be this Bad Number holds, this Drush holds, that Erev Itza, we're worried about Erev and Itza carrying on Shabbos. We're not worried about Erev Itza and Yom Kippur. Otherwise, this would be a conversation about every Yom Kippur, nothing to do specifically with Shabbos. In fact, this conversation about Shabbos shows us Dafka Dim Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, according to this Tana. Now, we said Itza Fiel B'Tumma. So what Tumma, what's the case that we're referring to? That Fiel B'Tumma, what Tumma we're worried about? Even if the guy who's sending it off becomes Tamei, the din of the Kohen Gadol has to give it over to the Mishalech, it's part of the Avodas Yom Kippur, and therefore he comes in to the Azara, and comes to Azara, and he takes it, even though he's tummy, he comes in and he takes it, he comes to take the animal and sends it off the cliff. That's the Kiddush, even with Tumah. That not once, if he comes tummy outside of the base Midrash, no Kiddush. Why can't he throw it off the cliff with Tumah? Kiddush is he comes into base Midrash to gather the animal, even with Tumah. Shalos Rav Elazar. Now we have a series of questions to answer Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is essentially going to deflect all the questions from here to the Bam Lamed. We're going to focus on Rav Elazar deflecting questions. And the reason he deflects, the Gemara is going to say, is not because he's being difficult, is because he's the only one to quote members that he heard from his Rebbe. The only one to quote members from his Rebbe, so he deflects the answers. Instead of giving answers, he deflects the questions. Shalos Rav Elazar. Chalamau Shekhi Vyal Kasefai. If the animal, Lazazak, became sick, could he carry on his shoulder? Amal Lahem. Could the one taking it to the cliff could carry on his shoulder? Ish Iti. So he said back, Yachal Akav Ani Vatam. You kidding? The Lazazel doesn't get sick. It's so strong, it can carry you and I. Doesn't answer the question. He's just deflecting and saying, Lazazel doesn't get sick, it'll always be strong. Don't worry about it. But you don't, again, we already know the upshot of the Gemara is he doesn't want to get answers on things they did have in Messiah from his Rebbe. Famous Rebbe Lazar, always quoted from his Rebbe. The Freshim asked that we have case Rebbe Lazar quotes his own, seemingly his own dinim, not from the Rebbe. They make a distinction between things that doesn't mean they only quoted from his Rebbe. It has to be that you say from his Rebbe, they could apply somewhere else that he would quote as well. But something where he has no messiah from his Rebbe on the topic at all that he wouldn't quote. Said the Hershey Shachter once said in Beis Brisk, they're famous, that they quote everything from fathers, grandfathers, are very into only quoting from the fathers, yet all the generations that come up with the most dramatic tradition. While they only quote for the fathers, on the other hand, they come up with the most dramatic chedushim. And the answer is because whatever chedushim they come up with, they explain, is really based on yisaidis they already got. And it may not be maybe dama in, but it's based on the yisaidis they got that they'd be mechadish. Rav Elazar, of course, also would be mechadish things, but only if it had a basis in what he learned from his rabbi. Says the Gemara, next case, chalam b'shalach. What if the one who's sending it out got sick? Could you send it out with someone else? I'm them. Abishal maniatem. You and I will be in peace. He totally, you're asking a theoretical question. If the guy got sick, well, we're going to be in peace. Meaning, it's not relevant. The person who's designated to send out the Tzemer Shleach will never get sick. Dachvei v'leimeis, what if you push the animal, the goat, off the cliff, and the Tzar doesn't die? Ma'asher l'achar v'imsen, she go down the cliff. Is he allowed to go down the cliff? Does he have to go down the cliff and kill the animal? Amalem, kain yevdu koyvech Hashem. So to all of your enemies, should get lost, Hashem. Again, he deflected, he said Allah Shabracha, he said, deflected it from the question. The Chamayim Cham answer conclusively, Chalam Akiva Ksefai, like we said before, if the animal gets sick, he's allowed to carry on his shoulders, Chalam Mashachim Yishachara, Piyarachar, if the Mashach gets sick, you send him with someone else, and Dachvoi, Vlemeis, Yerinachar, you send him, interesting, if the animal is thrown off the cliff and doesn't die, then you go down and you actually kill the animal, Piyadam, you make sure the animal is killed. Shalos of Lazar, more question of Lazar, where he's going to again give evasive answers. Pliny Mal Ilam Abba, what's the status of so and so in Ilam Abba? Amalem, Leishal Tuni El Pliny. You must have meant to ask me Al Pliny. Now, Taisik gives a little more color to this, that Pliny was either referring to Shlema Melech, because the Pasuk describes that Shlema Melech was Sar after his wives. Doesn't mean that. Or it just wasn't Sar after his wives. He let them keep that by the Zar, but he, of course, wasn't Sar, and therefore he is Zaychat El Abba. It was a question about Shlema Melech or about Avshalom. About Avshalom. Someone said that actually the Shakatari was that Rabbi Lazar was asked about Shlema and he deflected and said, you must be asking me about Avshalom. Classic deflection. He was evading. He said, you must be asking me about Avshalom, not about Shlema. Either way, he didn't answer, but it wasn't Stama question about Stama Plani. Today's learning either Shlema Melech or Avshalom. Good night. Mal Hatzel, Raya, Kivsa, Minari. Are you allowed to save is the shepherd allowed to save the kiss of Marie? It's talking over there again about the story of Taisa says. Next Taisa says, it's talking about David and Basheva. So about the story of David and Basheva, is he allowed to save the Basheva from the lion? I'm Lem Leishatuni Allah Kifsa. You only ask me about the lamb. You're not really asking me about the lion, you ask me about the lamb. Just a deflection. Malatza Ray Minari, what about saving the Uraya from the Ari? I'm Lem Leishatuni Allah Uraya. Are you asking me only about the shepherd? Mamzer Mali Yarish, what's the name of Mamzer? He's to get Yerusha, so he answered back, Mali Abim, what about Yibim? Mali Sada Spesai, what's the luck about plastering one's house? The Shaila was, is there an issue of plastering in a house? Because it's a lack of Misabel on the Chorban Abayas. And instead of answering, he said, Mali Sada Kivrei, could one plaster their grave? I'm sure there's deeper meanings to even to the deflections, but these are the old deflections. Not because he's trying to shepherd them. He never said something which he didn't hear from his rabbi. That's why he gave these deflections. A wise woman once asked Rav Elazar, the acts of the eagle are all awesome. Why were the deaths of the people who served the eagle not the same? if the acts of serving the egel are all the same act of Aizur, why were the death different? There's no chachma to the isha, el bepelach with the spindle, chen oimer, chalisha chachma slave, yadat tov, whoever isha, whichever isha was chachma slave, this is by the Mishkan, right, this actually was part of the kapar of the egel, any isha that had a chachma, she would spin with her hands to make the, to do work for the Mishkan. The point is, again, he didn't answer the question, he deflected and said that the woman's chachma was with the spindle, don't be busy with these questions, again, he deflected. Itmar, on this topic, Takva was sakar pshat, that the people got different misas by the avera of the egel. Rav Levi, Chadamer, Ziva, Chachita, Pesayet, those who did Shechita to the eagle, or those who did Ketairus to the eagle, they were punished with the sword, with Sayef. Kifa, Phoenician, those who hugged it, kissed it, they were, Misa, they died with like a sickness, with a plague. Someone who was happy that people were serving it, someone was happy that the people were serving it, he gets punished with Hadrakan, with a sickness of Hadrakan. Chadamer, that's one opinion. Chadamer, the other opinion is, Eidim Basra Basayef, that when there was Eidim Basra, the Misa was Basayef. Eidim Lesra, Misa, Eidim Lesra just got sick. It wasn't a kind of a punishment, Bidei Adam. It was a sickness. And Leid Lesra, Bidrakan, someone who, there was no witnesses in Basra, but he still was involved with the Avodah Zarah with Eagle, he was punished with Hadrakan. Amar Vita. Shiftish Lady Levis of Chavim, the Sheva of Lady was not Aver by the Eagle. Shademar means general of Chavim, but he's referring specifically to the Eagle. The Lushan is general, but it means specifically to the Eagle. Shademar, Yamin Meshav Shah Machna, and Meshav said, Mila Shem Elai, what is supposed to say, of course, fake Pitsu Elav, Kol B'nei Levi. So it sounds like Kol B'nei Levi were an Aver and Avodah Zarah. In fact, the more, yes, Ravina, the Kamala Shmaiti, saying all this, remember, Ace B'nei of Papa, Bar Abba, Ravina, the B'nei of Papa, Bar Abba, asked Ravina, Aimel Aviv. A person who set up his father and mother, I haven't seen him, and right, it's the pasuk over there, and his children didn't know, right? So this mashma that some of the people and the family members of Levi also were taken away, were punished, were over on the avera of the eagle. Says the Mara, Aviv Imam Yisrael, no, these aren't Leviim. Aviv, the Levi's talking, and he says, he's referring to his father, his mother's father, who is Yisrael. Achim, Achim Imam Yisrael, Achim means a brother, or the half-brother, who's from his mother. It's a half brother from his mother, but the father was this brother's father was a Yisrael and Banav Bnei Bita Yisrael. And when it talks about his children, it means his grandchildren that were also from his daughter that got married to Yisrael. The point is, it was only Yisrael that succumbed to Leviim. Kol Bnei Levi were saved from the ego. The Kevish also we said there was a ramp made for the person, the Mishleach, taking out the Azazel because of the Bavlayim. Amar Abba Hu Chaperim. Amar Abba Chana. They weren't Babylonian, they were rather Alexandrian. Because the people of Israel, they had a dislike for the Babylonians. Anytime there was a chaper, they used to refer to them as Babylonians and Alshman. They'd call them, whoever chapered them, were called Babylonians. It was like a derogatory term for them. They were called Babylonians. Tanya, Rabbi Emer, Leibavayamayu, Alexandrian, same idea. It wasn't Babylonian, rather it was Alexandrians. Rabbi Yasi was from Babel. So ironically enough, he was happy with that. He was happy it wasn't his people, Babylonians, who were making the chaper. He didn't want to say that they called them Babylonians, even though they weren't, because they had a little bit of a dislike for Babylonians. That didn't bother him, basically. But the fact that it was the people from Babel that actually were chapering, that bothered him. So he said, I feel better now, because you should have achavas das, because you were tanuch daiti. They would tell the Mishaleach with the Azazel, go, take it and leave. Tana, Maisha, Tzufir, done. They would say to him, why are you delaying over here? When the Averis are so much, you're delaying when the Averis are so much, quickly, throw it off the cliff to cleanse Klai Yisrael of the Averis. They would chaper him, and that's why they made the ramp to avoid this chaper. We'll pick it up from the Mishnah.